Are you thankful? Our message this morning, reasons and results of being thankful. And when I asked the Lord what I should share this morning, he said, teach on being thankful. And we don't need Thanksgiving to be thankful. Is that right? Most of the pastor's resources I looked at were all about Thanksgiving. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving. We're to give thanks every day in everything. Amen. So thankfulness, it comes up in the New Testament 71 times. And the definition is to show oneself grateful, to be thankful, to give thanks. And it's used in a religious sense, and it is also used without reference to God. And so this morning, let's pray as we open up God's word. Lord, thank you for your presence today. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. And we're just so thankful. We are a thankful, grateful congregation. Lord, how could we not be so grateful and thankful for all that you have done for us? Thank you, Lord, for your presence today. Thank you for this River of Life family. And thank you for beautiful weather today for our picnic. Thank you, Lord, that you have all things in your hand. And Lord, we look to you and trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to start out with a story. And the title of it is Thankfulness and Contentment. And so one day, a father of a very wealthy family took his son on a trip to the country with a firm purpose to show his son how poor people live. And they spent a couple of days and nights on the farm of what would be considered a very poor family. And on their return trip, the father asked his son, how was the trip? And he said, it was great, Dad. And his father asked, did you see how poor people live? Oh, yeah, said his son. So tell me, what did you learn on this trip? And the son answered, well, I saw that we have one dog, and they had four. We have a pool that reaches to the middle of our garden, and they have a creek that has no end. We have imported lanterns in our garden, and they have the stars at night. Our patio reaches to the front yard, and they have the whole horizon. We have a small piece of land to live on, and they have fields that go beyond our sight. We have servants who serve us, but they serve others. We buy our food, but they grow theirs. We have walls around our property to protect us, and they have friends to protect them. And the boy's father was speechless. And then his son added, thanks, Dad, for showing me how poor we are. So isn't perspective a wonderful thing? And it makes you wonder what would happen if we would all just give thanks for everything that we have instead of worrying about the things we don't have. So reasons for being thankful. First of all, it's knowing and experiencing the nature of God. Psalm 106 says, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Our God is good. We can count on the Lord's goodness. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. And he is merciful towards his children. Just tell someone, God has mercy on me. Thank goodness. Thank you, Lord. We know that's right. Thankfulness is a sign of spiritual maturity. Colossians 2:6-7 says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. And that word abounding is to superabound. It is to be in excess. It is to be superfluous. Also, it's to cause to superabound or to excel. And so when we walk in him and we're rooted and built up in him and we're established in the faith, we are abounding in all things in our life. It affects every area of our life. It affects everyone that's around us. The benefit is just not for you when you serve the Lord, but it is for generations. What we do today affects our generations, and we serve the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. The Lord God Almighty will take care of things that concern us. And we're all sitting here this morning with concerns. There's things that we are concerned about, but I want to tell you this morning that God knows every detail in your heart and all of those thoughts that are going on in your head, and he is concerned for you. He's merciful towards you, and he loves you. And when you will establish yourself in the truth, the Lord God Almighty fights your battles. Because the battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And it's the will of God. That's why we're to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18 says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And so that means that scripture applies to absolutely everybody sitting here. You are not an exception to the rule. And so many times people think, well, you know, I'm not going to rejoice and I'm not going to pray. I don't have time today. Well, you better take time today. It's a commandment from the Lord. He's commanding us. He's not asking you. He is commanding you, and there's a whole that's different. Your parent might ask you to do something, but when your parent commands you to do something, you jump up and you start moving. Otherwise, you're going to have dad after you, right? Or mom. You know, when my dad would speak, it was like, yes, sir. You know, we'd snap to it. Mom would tell us, and we'd kind of mess around. But if dad came home and told us, then it was all over. We got it done. But it's a command from our Father. We are to rejoice always. We're to pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean that you walk around like, but it means that your heart is, and your mind and your thoughts are always towards God and you're praying. Does anybody do that all day long? I mean, you're just, your heart's with the Lord. You got work to do. You've got responsibilities, and you want to do those well, but in our heart, our attitude is prayer and surrender to the Lord because it's the will of God. So Matthew Henry, he's one of my favorite Bible scholars, and he was talking about an event that happened to him. He was accosted by thieves, and he was robbed of his billfold, and he wrote this down in his diary, and he said this, let me be thankful, first, because I've never been robbed before. Second, although they took my billfold, they did not take my life. Third, because although they took my all, it was not that much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not someone else. So in the midst of everything that goes on in our life, we can find something to be thankful for. And here are some results of being thankful. Thankfulness promotes honor. Psalm 50:23 says, those who sacrifice thank offerings honor me, and to the blameless I will show my salvation. So sacrifice thank offerings in honor of God. The scripture talks about bringing a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Well, this word for thanks, offerings, is the same word that is used for the sacrifice of praise in the Hebrew. And the word is tovda. And it means praise and thanksgiving. And it means to extend our hands in adoration. And how they would extend their arms and their hands, they would cup them together. Like this. And extend their hands. Have you ever cupped your hands together like to receive something? And so that's what they would do. When they would offer thanksgiving offerings, they would cup their hands together and extend them to the Lord. expecting to receive something from the Lord. And so, let's go on. God commanded the sacrifice of praise. And if it doesn't cost you something, then it isn't a sacrifice. It cost you something to get up this morning and get here. Gabe was talking about exercising at 4. It costs you something to do that exercise at 4. It's a sacrifice. But why is he doing that? To take care of his body. Without our body, we don't have any place to live. And our body is very much a part of our salvation. And you can't just separate your soul and spirit over here and your body over here. And I often think about how people will take their body to the doctor. They bring their soul to the psychiatrist, and they'll take their spirit to church. It doesn't work that way. God ministers to our body, soul, and spirit. And we need every part of us to be complete. Amen? And so it costs us something. And a lot of times it costs us not doing what we want to do. Is that right? We bring a sacrifice of praise. We get up in the morning. There's been times I've thought, man, it would be nice just to stay home. But I rarely miss church unless I'm really, really sick. But that thought will go through my head. Does it ever go through yours? It obviously goes through a lot of the members of our congregation because they're not here. Hallelujah. We've got to get past that. Because the nature of praise is it draws our attention away from our problems. I could stay home and think about how tired I am and how much I have to do and this and that. But you know what? When I come to church, I just forget about everything that's going on. No matter what's overwhelming me, we give them to God. It's like when you come in, you give a sacrifice of praise. People will come in, weighted down. We start to sing, we start to praise the Lord, and people just start to throw off the baggage and the bondage that they brought in with them. Don't stay home. Don't let your children stay home. The children need to be in the house of the Lord. They're affected by everything that goes on in a service. Hallelujah. We're going to take a look at it promotes humility. And in the story of the lepers, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he went by a village, and there were 10 men who had leprosy. And they stood at a far distance, but they were crying out to Jesus with a loud voice, and they said, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, he told them, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. And we're picking it up right here in Luke 17, 15, and 16. And it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So he fell down at the feet of Jesus to give him thanks. And I was thinking about this. When we were downtown in the theater, I don't know how many of you will remember this, but we had a member in our church. His name was John, and he was a Maasai warrior. And he would dress all up at times, and there were many traditions that the Maasai tribes have. But one of them, I remember him sharing with me, was that when it was customary in giving thanks to someone, for that person to go to the person they wanted to thank for showing kindness and to stick their face right down on the dirt in the earth. And they would say, I put my head in the dust before you. Because they were humbling themselves before the person that had been so kind to them. So when we're thanking someone for their thoughtfulness, for their kindness, for their goodness towards us, we're being humble. It's humility. It's humbling ourselves. You know, there's so many times I wouldn't make it if it wasn't for my friends and my families. Have you ever felt that way? I need prayer. I need strength. I need a helping hand. A lot of times I need a strong arm. Hallelujah. So thankful that my husband still has strong arms and he can move things around. So thankful for that kindness. And that's being kind. Or kindly, people kindly saying something to me to show their appreciation towards me, for me. You know, often, oh, Angela's just told me this week, she said, Pastor Janet, I know you don't realize it, but you just say things that just, the little sayings you say just can impact my life and make me really start thinking. Well, you know, I don't think about those things, but I appreciate someone saying, hey, what you shared with me, that really impacted my life. That's humbling yourself before someone. Because you know what? Nobody knows everything. You don't know it all. You don't have it all. You haven't learned it all. Hallelujah. But we share what we have with one another. We share what we have with one another. And thank one another. And we don't have to be all religious about it. Hallelujah. It is just a kindness of a human being, right? To show appreciation. I told Jen this morning, I appreciate her so much. I think this is the first church picnic that I haven't had to do a whole bunch of stuff other than just go pick up the chicken. Hey, I'm happy about that. I'm so thankful for her and her ability to organize and pull things together. She has a whole lot on her plate. So you pray for Jen. Hallelujah. I've walked in those steps. I know. Yes, let's give the Lord a praise for Jen and Gabe. Because I'm sure just like me, she drafts her husband for a lot of it. Yeah. Yeah, we're teams. We're teams. We work as one. But when we're thankful, it also promotes happiness. So let's go back to the story of the lepers. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 who were cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner? And he said to him, arise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. And that word arise in the Greek signifies arising to a more content and happy existence. That leper was healed. He was made whole. In Romans 7, 24 to 25, it says, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I thank God is an outburst of happiness because Jesus Christ is his source of deliverance. Have you ever just said, I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. You just get overwhelmed. It promotes happiness when the Lord sets you free and does something for you. If you don't have Jesus in your life this morning, you need Jesus in your life because he wants you to experience his goodness and his faithfulness. Hallelujah. And it promotes hope. And he said to him, arise. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. Your faith comes from having hope in God. If we didn't have God, what would we do, church? Have you ever said that? I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. I remember the old time saying, I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. Well, now I know what they're talking about because when you walk through life, I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. He's my hope. When things look dark, when you get a bad report, my hope is still in the Lord because God has promises that he has spoken over us and he will come and deliver us. Hallelujah. However he chooses. Hebrews 11, 1 through 2 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. So the other 9 were physically healed, but they had no faith, and they were not made internally whole as this leper was that went back and thanked the Lord. Always thank the Lord. Always thank the Lord. When you get up in the morning, thank the Lord. He kept you through the night. When you lay down on your bed at night, thank the Lord. He kept you through the day. God is a faithful God. He is always with us. We sang about it this morning. He is always with us. We can count on him. We can trust in him. Psalm 50, verses 14 through 15 says, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. God gets all the glory this morning. He gets all the glory for all that he has done. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his goodness. We are always thankful. You know, I just remember Joyce has a testimony she wanted to share about being thankful. Actually, I asked her because she shared it with me about a month ago. Would you like to come up and share your testimony? Yes, give Joyce a warm welcome. Just come right here.
Okay, so in February this year, February 5th, Apostle Janet called out my name and I stood up and she spoke the word of God over my life. And one of the things that she said, God will set me up for a promotion and that I should trust God and I will see how this promotion will come. So I was like, wow, a promotion. So around May, I met with my boss, and my boss told me that I've been promoted. And yeah, and the promotion was effective July 1st. I was given a 14% pay increase. And I was moved from an hourly employee to a salaried employee. And my job title was changed from an associate to a specialist. So, yeah. So I really thank God. That came to me as a shock. I was like, wow, God, thank you. This is your doing. Indeed, it's the doing of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, often the Lord will speak something into our life that we think, is that me? Could that really happen to me? But because we don't see what's in ourselves, right? But since God gave us our gifts and abilities, he's going to set us up to succeed. And so success to you, Joyce, in all that you do. Amen, amen. Always be thankful. Always be thankful. I read a story about some churches in North Dakota, and they were served by an older preacher. And the people were always amazed because no matter what the circumstances were, this preacher would find something to encourage them to give thanks for. And as he made his rounds one cold December morning, he was late getting to worship because of the excessive snow drifts in North Dakota. And as he began the service with prayer, his congregation, they were eager to see what this old preacher was going to come up with to be thankful in the middle of this dismal and frigid morning. And he started out his prayer like this. He said, "Gracious Lord, we thank you that all days are not like today." So you know there's a better day ahead. If you can get through the day with the help of the Lord, and I'm telling you, the snow is coming. Angela said that the Farmer's Almanac is saying it's supposed to be a really cold winter, and it seems like that's what they said last year. Seems like last year they said we were going to get a whole bunch of snow, and we really didn't get that much snow. And so we're going to trust God that he gives us the weather we're supposed to have. Amen? Amen. And so we're thankful that tomorrow's going to be better. You know, thank you, Lord. When that snow comes, don't stay home unless you have to. Sometimes you have to, I know. But you know, a lot of people use the cold as an excuse. Hello? It's too cold. You know, Joyce moved here from Kenya. Do you remember the first winter she was here? She was so cold. Are you used to it now? Or is it better? Yeah, it's better now. She was so cold because she came from such a warm place. And she'd always come into the church. She didn't miss. She'd just come in shivering, all bundled up. Psalm 95:2 says, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving." And that is how we approach the Lord. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and be thankful to him and bless his name. And that is why the Bible commands us to give thanks in everything. Because when we are thankful, when a person is thankful to God, it ushers in the very presence of God. When we're giving thanks to the Lord, it ushers in his presence. We enter his gates with thanksgiving. It just ushers his presence into our life, and it flows through our lives into other people and into other situations. Don't you love to be around a thankful person? You know, I just want to run away or run away from people who are negative. Do you ever listen to it and you just kind of want to just say, shut up? Have you ever felt that way? Yeah, you learn who to talk to and who not. Some people are toxic. Have you ever heard that word? Yeah. Yeah. Hang around with people that are going to encourage you and build you up and lift you up. Amen? And people who will receive that you can speak into their life and encourage them. You're doing a great job. Yes, Yvonne's waving back there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She keeps her arms going. Yes. Yes, Lord. That we are a yes, Lord church. Thank you, Lord. We encourage one another in the Lord. So Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're not thanking him for the difficulty. We're just thanking the Lord that he's with us in the midst of the difficulty. Some people get that all messed up. No, we're not thankful you broke your leg. And no, you didn't break your leg for the Lord to teach you a lesson. All of that is just messed up theology. But we are thankful that the Lord is healing your leg, that the bone is setting straight, and that your leg is getting stronger every day. Is that right? It's all about perspective, right? We've got to reframe some things in our lives and make sure we don't get caught up in the grumbling and complaining. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Everything. Say everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for this message today. Lord, that you are encouraging us to be thankful in all things. And Lord, we are so thankful. Lord, thank you for the provision that has come in to pay off the loan. That was a big step to take out a $150,000 loan, and my name was on the loan. Hallelujah. And so I'm very thankful that loan is paid off. Thank you, Jesus. That God provides. God provides. And the loans that you've signed. Thank you, Lord, for paying off loans. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for finances in these difficult times. Thank you for jobs and better jobs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're just kind of making our requests known unto God right now, right? Whatever your request is, make it known unto God. Because when we trust him, he releases a peace in our heart. It guards our heart. It guards our mind. It passes our understanding. We don't know how it's going to work out. We don't know how it's going to come to pass, but we are trusting God. We're trusting God. Thank you, Lord, for that peace just to fall on people this morning. And if there's anyone here this morning, Lord, that you're speaking to them, Lord, that you're working in their hearts, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. I know you're working in everyone's heart. But Lord, if there's anyone here who has not received you as their Lord and Savior, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that today is their day. Today is their day. And I'm going to ask if the elders are those who are serving on this side of the church communion, if you would come on up. And we're going to get ready to serve communion this morning. And while they're coming, I just wanted to share a few things that Jesus was thankful for. In a Matthew 11:25, it says, "At that time Jesus said, 'I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children.'" Jesus was thankful that things were hidden from those in the world who thought they were wise. But he reveals them to his children. The truth about his coming might not be seen by the world, but they will be seen by those who are searching for truth. And he said it again in Luke 10:21. He said the same thing. Just a few more. Jesus gave thanks before he miraculously fed the 4,000. He gave thanks before he miraculously fed the 5,000. So do you think you should give thanks before you eat? Before you receive your food? Is that a good idea? That's a good practice. Thanking the Lord. And he gave thanks at the rising of Lazarus. And after they had rolled the stone away, Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." Jesus was calling Lazarus out of the tomb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he thanked the Lord that he heard him. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. Sixth thing is he gave thanks at the Passover meal. And this was not the Lord's Supper. But in Luke 22:17-18, it says, "After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.'" And then he gave thanks at the Lord's Supper.